Support for Sound Waves from the Underground is brought to you by 24tix.com, the most convenient way to buy tickets to your favorite local concerts. Save time, save money, rock out. 24tix.com, your ticket to the experience.
Hey, my name is Angela Brown.
It says record.
Slug Magazine.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello, hello, hello.
Slugmag.com.
Welcome to Sound Waves from the Underground. I'm JP, and this is the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action sports, and subculture. On today's show, we'll be talking with local recording studio Black Pyramid Recordings, going back to the archives with Andy Chase, debuting some brand new music coming out this week, and listening to your voicemails.
Fall fast asleep, I need some time to think.
It's time now to hear a recent interview Nate Perkins conducted with Black Pyramid Recordings, a recording studio based in Provo that recently tracked Lady and Gent and Archer's Apple. Let's listen in as Nate talks to the owners.
Well, I've been in the recording since I was about 15, and I met Brett while we were doing the, did I meet you during that comp, or was it before?
I met you once before that, but that didn't really count. The first time we officially met was at the Weird Duo sessions, when I was recording some of the songs.
Okay, yeah. So we did a compilation that Slug did a thing on, and it was a senior project for UVU where we just made a compilation with a bunch of these punk bands that we recorded, and that's kind of how we met. And kind of where this whole thing started.
So what was the process for getting the recording studio set up?
It took us a while to find a place. We wanted this one, but they were being weird about it, so we had to look at a bunch of other places, but we knew that we could do it a lot better if we just had this building. We finally got it, and then it was just a matter of getting the right gear with the money that we had and setting up the rooms, which we're still doing. Like, we can record and everything's going fine, but we'll be dialing in these rooms forever and always updating our gear. Like, we'll never be done. But for now, we have a lot of stuff going on that's working fine.
So where is this place? Where are we?
We are on 39 West and 200 North in Provo, right around the corner from Velour Muse and the Death Star, right on the music block.
Yeah.
So it's a good spot to be. We're right in the heart of the music scene here, I guess, but I think we're the only serious recording studio on the block. Muse Music has a recording studio, but I don't know how often they're using that. And they just switched owners, so I don't know what's going on with that place.
Okay, and then, so how did you finance it? I mean, it's pretty...
A lot of this stuff was in here, like the hardwood floors, but we took out a loan pretty much and just put that towards everything.
Lady luck in this day and age, that's kind of how I feel. But yeah, took out a loan and we got kind of lucky on the loan's like stipulations, so.
Yeah.
We still have to pay it back, but
loan payments every month.
It's one of the only things that I can think of that like how the loan works that we can actually make a recording studio. Especially the first year is always kind of tough. So.
Yeah.
You've been open for, you said 5 months. So who have you recorded in those 5 months?
Let's see, Don Geronimo.
Don Geronimo, The Archer's Apple, Book on Tapeworm, The Boy You Could Fly, OK Akumi, Baby Ghosts.
Ashley Smith.
Patterns.
You already said Archer's Apple.
I already said Archer's Apple.
That's about it.
Archer's Apple are starting their full length with us on Saturday, which is kind of a big deal. They're our first band who's signed on to do a whole album with us.
Cool.
Most have been doing singles and EPs so far. Okay. Oh, Burt Reynolds and Dick Janitor. We just did them this week.
Patterns did a whole album.
Patterns did his whole album here?
Yep.
Okay, so this is the second one.
Cool. And so what do you, I mean, like,
you got a Lady and Gent recording here on Thursday. They won the Velour Battle of the Bands.
Okay. So what do you charge?
It's about 40 an hour.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah,
it is. It's extremely reasonable, actually.
When we quote people that, they go, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like,
what the hell do you mean? Yeah. This place is for us to be able to be creative as well. We want to just keep the doors open. We're not really looking to do profit things, and we don't have delusions of grandeur. Like, we do a good job, and we make sure we keep the doors open so we can also record our own albums and make sure, like, our friends that we really want to make albums that we know they're completely destitute.
Yeah, guys who...
Or at least they pretend they are.
Yeah.
Guys who we know are going to make great albums but can never afford to. And even the bands here who can't afford to are still relatively poor. Like, there aren't musicians in Utah County, so we can't like there are.
We're just trying to be the budget studio that can do a really good job for people.
Yeah.
The best thing is this when good bands come in. Dudes that are like good musicians, that have good personalities.
Yeah.
And that are fun to work with. That's the best thing about making music anyway. Like, you get to like be proud that you made, that you helped make a record, and you had fun doing it. Worst thing about it is the exact opposite, working with people that have bad personalities, that are bad musicians, that expect you to do way more work than is necessary to make a good record.
A lot of people come in and will do things like sing a vocal track and then be like, okay, like, fix that. It's like, well, I know that we can literally do that, but it'd be better if you just were a musician and played it for real. So I guess just working with serious musicians is the best part of this. And yeah, good personalities, because someone could be a good musician and just totally annoying and you don't want to hang out with them for 10 hours a day, 10 days in a row.
Yeah, and that just kind of happens. You got to do it. But I think a lot of the things that have, you know, been lost in the recent years is people just kind of forget how to perform well.
Yeah.
So the best thing is just when people know how to sing and they just get it right, you're just like, oh, where the hell do you come from?
Yeah. It's also nice when people come in and they're really loose. Like, they come in and they have the idea and they record the songs, but they're really open to like ideas of like other things they can do. Like, because a lot of times like your live ideas don't work on an album, and you have to accept that when you come into the studio. So like, we have ideas, or they should be able to form their own new ideas for how to make a song work in this setting. It's like making a movie and making a play. Like, they're different things.
What have you been most proud of? Like, what has come out sounding?
Some of the Baby Ghost stuff, I think, sounded really good. The Pattern stuff.
His stuff does sound really good.
Was interesting. Well, like, I didn't think it was going to sound that great, but like, it did some.
He made good use of the studio. Like, he actually like a lot of like stomps. And he had like these big wood floors. Like, that was a good example of somebody who like molded to the studio he was in. Like, he used these rooms and the sounds we had to make his album sound the way it does, and that's why it sounds as good as it does.
About the name Black Pyramid.
Oh, Jesse Tucker. So this kid has a billion bands.
Yeah.
And he plays at a venue called The Compound.
He's been in that underground rock and roll punk scene here for like 7 or 8 years at least. I moved here 5 years ago and he was already like in his 10th band.
We recorded a couple songs for the Weird You Out compilation.
That were his songs.
That you actually interviewed us for years ago.
I didn't get interviewed.
Yeah. No one cares about
that. Not the musicians.
So they, he has a song on there called Black Pyramid, and it's one of our favorite songs on there. And it's just kind of...
It kind of became the favorite of everyone who was on the record. Like, that was the song everyone thought was the best song on the album. And, like, it just kind of became sentimental.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out a damn name. Yeah. We checked with Meisenbach Studios.
I hated that.
I thought it sounded like a cool beer or something.
I wanted to name it after your daughter.
Harper Studios?
Harper Studios, yeah. It sounds an instrument. Amanoff's name.
The original studio this was in is the old June Audio, which Scott Wiley built, and that's named after his daughter. So
it would have been totally appropriate.
So Black Pyramid's like, we just want people to think of like witches and demons.
Plus
stuff,
that.
I guess.
Jesse wrote that song because a black pyramid appeared in his dream.
Yeah.
So at the end of the line, the story's about a pyramid that appears in people's dreams.
Yeah, and when you look into it, you see mysterious things.
But we don't know why he never talks about it. The song never tells you what he sees.
So we understand there's a dark, like, feeling when you guys hear, when people hear the name.
How can people contact you?
Our website is blackpyramidrecording.com. You can reach us at blackpyramidrecording@gmail.com. You can call us at 801-623-3002. Or you can add us on Facebook, which is just search for Black Pyramid Recording and it'll come up, and then you can comment on something because everyone knows how to use Facebook. Is that it? Are there any other ways?
No, I think that's the
best
way.
I got a bunch
way.
Of business cards, but I'll give you one if you come by.
Thank you. thanks, Nate. For more information, check in with blackpyramidrecordings.com or find them on Facebook, black-pyramid-recording. Local artists Stephen Chai and the No Nation Orchestra will be playing for us during Craft Lake City on August 13th. They're self-described as Afrobeat and feature members from bands as varied as Laser Fang, The Thunder Fist, Righteous Audio Works, Night Sweats, Mammoth, the list goes on. The band is comprised of Stephen Chai, Mike Sasage, Josh Dixon, and Weston Woolley. Let's hear their new song, More, More, More. More More from Stephen Chai and the No Nation Orchestra from their forthcoming as yet untitled album. Andrew Roy wrote a profile on them that will be featured in our upcoming August issue, which you can grab August 5th, any place cool. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/No Nation Orchestra. Every week here on the podcast, we like to check in with Angela H. Brown, editor and publisher of Salt Lake Underground Magazine, aka Slug. We do a rundown of our daily calendar, which you can find in the back of our publication on slugmag.com, or we prefer if you just listen to it here. Are you excited about this week's upcoming events, Angela?
Yeah, there's some really great events happening.
Starting on Thursday, the weekend begins early with another edition of Twilight series on August 4th. What is playing that day?
Oh, I'm excited to see Thurston Moore. Kurt Vile is playing as well, and the Violators, but Thurston Moore is really the act, in my opinion, to see that night. It's not very often that we get a chance to see someone like Thurston Moore play in front of 20,000 people for free, so this should be a really fun night.
And you can catch that. You can catch that this year at Pioneer Park. And on Friday, August 5th, we have a whole bunch of really fun and interesting stuff happening.
Yeah, our August issue is coming out. It features a cover by a Utah artist, Colt Bowden. It's our Craft Lake City issue, so we've got a lot of great previews of the artists you will see at Craft Lake City, as well as the musicians that will perform that event.
And there's a rooftop concert series down in Provo, and who's playing down there?
We've got Joshua James with Sadie Price, and it will be on the top level of the Provo Town Square parking terrace. That address is 100 North and 100 West in Provo.
That show kicks off at 8 p.m., and another event that is taking place across town, actually in a whole other city, is the Getting Up, Getting Down graffiti show at the Hive Gallery at Trolley Square. It's on the second floor, and it takes place from 7 to 9. Featuring artists like Here, Death Star, Trent Call, and Dusk Raps. And on August 7th, once again, zombies take over downtown Salt Lake for another zombie walk.
It's going to happen on Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. You can go to facebook.com/slclczombiewalk for more details.
Hey, thanks, Angela, for checking in with us. We'll check in next week. If you'd like to get more information, check out our hard copy version of the calendar, put it up on your fridge at home, or visit us on slugmag.com. The Chevalier is a two-piece rock band from Ogden, Utah. They specialize in a hybrid of progressive and experimental rock. They have a new album coming out August 5th called Welcome to Hell, Harvey. Here's a track from that called Winston Churchill.
Greece sends the wheels.
That was the Chevalier. You can check out their CD release show August 5th at Kilby Court, or find them on Facebook. Their name is spelled C-H-E-V-A-L-I-E-R. A few weeks ago, we gave you our new voicemail line so you could let us know what you thought about the show and the magazine. Let's go to that right now and see if we have any messages.
Magazine, papers, cut off papers, toilet papers. Ask a cop like that. Good night. See.
Wow, I don't know what to say, but wow, I think that guy mentioned something about rolling papers or toilet paper, but we recently released some rolling papers, so it's nice to have support from the alcoholic community about our stoner community. Thank you, first of all, for that anonymous caller. In the future, we'd like you to leave your name, though, if you have something like that to say, so maybe we can contact you later and do some translation. Regardless, feel free to call back sometime. We can maybe have a regular series of unintelligible comments from you. Thanks for listening to Soundwaves from the Underground. For more information about the music, interviews, and guests from this episode, visit slugmag.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, an angry thought, or maybe even a drunk dial, send us an email to soundwaves@slugmag.com or call us at 858-233-9324. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. Our show's theme and music was performed by Birthquake and recorded by Jesse Ellis. Our main logo and art design was by T-Done, sound mastering by Andrew Glassett, with technical design from Kate O'Connor. Special thanks to Adam Sherlock and Eric Tomorrow for their help and support. This is JP signing off. See you guys next time.
Ah!
Okay.
Brains.